The identity of Deep Throat was, of course, revealed this week. Former FBI Deputy Director Mark Felt was Bob Woodward's secret source during the Watergate investigations. But after all the discussion of the case, there's still one big mystery. We went to Virginia to investigate. So here we are across the Key Bridge. Washington is across the Potomac River from us. In his Washington Post article this week, here it is. Bob Woodward writes that he would have an elaborate set of signals with Mark Felt. The signal, he said, would mean we would meet that same night at 2 a.m. on the bottom level of an underground garage just over the Key Bridge in Roslyn. We called Bob Woodward to ask which parking garage it was, but he didn't call us back. So we've got a search. We're standing in front of the Marriott Hotel, which looks old enough to have been here in 1972. There's a sign, parking garage entrance. Maybe they went here. Do you know about the Watergate story? The Deep Throat? He closed the window on us. Okay. He must not be following the story, or maybe he doesn't want to talk.
We turned back to go to the lobby and find out more, and met someone heading into the parking garage.
John Stites. I work at Georgetown University, and this is my official off-campus parking spot.
Have you wondered about this garage?
Yes, I have, because I park in it every day.
So, do you think this is it?
Well, it could be. It depends on what buildings were here in 1972. But if it's right across Key Bridge, there has to be this one.
So, does that make your parking experience different?
Not really, but it wouldn't hurt to put a little marker up or something.
As soon as we approach the concierge inside, his phone rings. It's security.
Yeah, they want to talk to you. Security.
Oh, hello? Hi, sorry, we're with NPR. We're trying to find out where the garage that Deep Throat met Bob Woodward is, and we were wondering if it was this one. Yeah. No, not the Watergate. He said they met across the Key Bridge.
This is all.
This garage is only 15 years old.
All okay. The best information.
All right, we'll go look somewhere else. Thank you. So we were just caught on a surveillance camera in the lobby of that hotel. You know, if this happened today and a reporter was asked to meet a source in the middle of the night in a parking garage, there'd be video cameras. I don't know if this would happen today. Now we're just a bit up the road at the Best Western in Roslyn. Looks like an old building, but there's a metal door on the garage, so I'm not sure this could have been it. Let's go ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have any idea if this is the garage?
I wouldn't think so.
Why not?
Because I would think it'd be in D.C.
No, Bob Woodward wrote right here.
Was it in Arlington?
It's in the paper this week. An underground garage just across the Key Bridge in Roslyn.
Yeah, that's strange. I didn't know that.
I mean, if you found out, could you advertise that?
I wouldn't think so. I guess you could.
Rename it Deep Throat.
Because back then they didn't have garage doors.
So he could have just walked in.
It was wide open.
Could have been.
Could have been.
Thank
Good
you very
luck
much.
On your hunt.
The Best Western Hotel garage seemed a distinct possibility. But we thought we'd try one more place. We were told the nearby Holiday Inn was built about 35 years ago, and the parking garage there is also unattended. We walked down the ramp.
I don't see an elevator. I think this might be the lower level. It's very well lit, actually. And you're close to the exit. If this is it, this would not be so scary. It's barely underground. This would be okay at 2 in the morning.
You can read many profiles of key players in the Watergate drama by NPR political editor Ken Rudin at our website, npr.org.